I'm Kai Rizdahl from Marketplace. Let's do the numbers. Retail vacancy rates in New York City are just about back to where they were in the before times. A lot of new businesses have moved in, and existing ones have expanded and sometimes added more locations. One of those existing businesses is a little ice cream shop in Brooklyn. We took you there first almost 3 years ago, just as the worst fears of the pandemic were starting to fade. Marketplace's Samantha Fields went back the other day to see how things have changed.
When I first met Pooja Bhuvishi back in early 2021, most people hadn't gotten vaccines yet, the world hadn't fully reopened, and her ice cream shop, Malai, only had one location, a little boutique storefront in an upscale neighborhood in Brooklyn where you can walk in off the street and get a scoop or two of Indian-inspired ice cream flavors.
So our signature is the rose with cinnamon roasted almonds. Star anise, we just put out toasted nutmeg and the mace date, all of which have been very popular.
By the spring of 2021, Malai had reopened to customers, but not fully. You could go in and get a cup or a cone, but you couldn't sit there and eat it. And not that many people were walking in. But a ton of people were ordering ice cream online. Back then, Bhuvishi told me, through a mask, when COVID hit,
our shipments went up by 1,200%.
1,200%. Which is why the last time I talked to her, she was looking to expand and open a second location. Not another storefront, an industrial commercial space where her team could make, pack, and ship all of that ice cream.
That was March of 2021 when we had the time to be able to like kind of look at spaces, but it was still our off season. And so we then went full swing into our peak season starting in April. And so that kind of got put to the side.
It turns out she never ended up signing a lease on a production space in 2021.
And then, you know, honestly, in 2022, buying behavior changed again. Our e-com online ordering for nationwide shipping went down, where our brick and mortar went up.
So it no longer felt necessary to spend the money to rent a big production and fulfillment center.
And so we focused our growth on other opportunities.
A lot of that growth actually happened in 2023, primarily in brick and mortar. Bhuvishi found three new spaces for Malai. A kiosk at a food hall in Manhattan that opened in April, a new storefront in Washington, D.C., which will open soon, and that production space and fulfillment center she had been looking for back in 2021 in Brooklyn, where they now make all the ice cream for their stores and for online orders. That's where I met her again recently for a tour.
You came to our old space, so you remember what our production space looked like back then. It was a tiny little space in the back of our store. We called it the Magical Kitchen.
This new space is the opposite of tiny.
It's a long rectangular space that includes a very large walk-in freezer and a walk-in refrigerator, which takes up about a quarter of the entire production space.
The walls that are not taken up by the giant freezer are lined floor to ceiling with metal shelves, stacked with shipping boxes and empty pint containers in every color, waiting to be packed with ice cream. In one corner, there's a makeshift office area, big enough for the team, which has doubled in the last couple of years. In another, there's a dedicated shipping area, where two employees are breaking up giant blocks of dry ice with hammers to pack and ship online orders. And way in the back, by the wall of windows,
we have our ice cream maker. We have a double oven this time. We've upgraded to a floor mixer, a dishwasher, which is a very big upgrade.
Today, there's also a little team of three making ice cream. Two of them are getting trained.
Okay, y'all. This is saffron pistachio. So it is a saffron-based ice cream. We're going in.
This is the first year. It feels like 2023 feels like the first year where we're back on track. We've been able to see the growth,
which feels exciting. It hasn't been easy getting to this place, with COVID, supply chain issues, inflation, and hiring challenges.
But you know, food businesses in general are really tough, and margins are slim, and costs are high. And so I think that those problems will keep coming. Like, it's not smooth sailing from here on out.
But Bhuvishi says she knew that was part of the deal going in. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.